News from the radio, Oklahoma News Network. I'm Bob Sands. Governor Kevin Stitt is in Barnesdall to review the damage caused by a tornado. After the tour, he'll share his thoughts with reporters at a news conference. State lawmakers are reacting to the devastating damage in the community of Barnesdall. State Senator Kerry Hicks has family who lost homes in the area.
The events last night in Barnesdall hit our family's 500-acre ranch. My grandma, who's 96, still lives alone on the property. Her house, my aunt, and my cousin's property are all pretty much total losses.
Hicks says this will be a difficult time, and she thanked first responders and utility workers for their selfless efforts. Damage of some sort is now reported in 10 Oklahoma counties. The worst is in Osage County. 40 homes damaged or destroyed in Barnesdall, including a nursing home. In Barnesdall, one man was killed, and across Osage and Washington counties, there were injuries. Over 8,000 power outages remain. From the radio, Oklahoma News Network, I'm Bob Sands.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather, let's talk about your continuing work with FFA.
Absolutely. The Oklahoma Beef Council is in its 14th year of working with FFA through its Masters of Beef Advocacy Program. This free, self-guided online course provides farmers, ranchers, and all members of the beef community, including our youth, the tools to become beef advocates and answer tough questions about beef and raising cattle. In 2024, we were thrilled to have 67 FFA chapters across Oklahoma participate in the program, with 51 chapters completing eligibility, meaning they had at least 8 students complete the program. We award $6,000 in prizes each year to instructors from the various chapters through a prize drawing, and we are so thankful to Oklahoma FFA and their continued support of the program. This year, we had over 1,000 students complete the program, which means 1,000 new beef advocates in Oklahoma.
Thanks, Heather. Learn more about your beef checkoff by going to oklabeef.org.